Lesson 2, the resonance or tone placement of Arabic accent. As is the case with all of my dialect training, we must familiarize ourselves with the specific way that the resonance chamber works for this accent. The Arabic accent has a limited amount of mouth and articulator movement. There's not a wide opening of the mouth that there is in a lot of other types of speech, and there's no stretching forward of the lips as there is in a lot of European and British speech. The first thing we do for the tone placement is to limit the amount of mouth opening. Actually, feel a very, very small distance between the teeth. Also, feel the lips closed at the corners so that the mouth isn't opening wide, not a lot of lip movement. Be careful not to pull your lips back against your teeth and truncate the cavity like this, because this will again give you a lot of the characteristics of the subcontinent, India and Pakistan. Instead, leave your lips out forward in front of the teeth, but pinch them together slightly at the sides so that you do not have a great deal of mouth opening. Feel most of the movement in the front of the tongue, not the sharp staccato movement, but the basic, strong, even movement we were talking about. Instead of 1, 2, 3, with the tongue moving all around and the back of the tongue moving, just an impulse in the tip of the tongue. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Limited amount of movement. But keep the tongue low in the back. Don't put it up high so that it gets nasal or it gets onto the soft palate. But 1, 2, 3. The tongue is low in the back. Which tends to give Arabic the slight sense of a rear resonance. And there's a limited amount of mouth opening. This all integrates together with the even, strong, stressed movement. So instead of feeling the sound in the middle of the mouth, you feel the sound more in the rear of the mouth, behind the tip of the tongue, way back from the tip of the tongue. It's doing the moving, but the mouth isn't opening wide enough to give it a sense of cavity resonance. Because it is all closed up, it almost feels like the throat is starting to become the major resonance cavity. You're not putting any tension into your throat, but since the mouth is closed, it picks up some of the vibration, and you start to feel vibration there. Let's just do counting. Normal voice. 1, 2, 3. Now, with the rhythm and the closing of the mouth, no space between the teeth, limited amount of space between the lips, movement of tip of tongue. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. Now, you can do this rhythm without the resonance. 7, 8, 9. But with the mouth closed now, you're going to start to get the throat taking over from the mouth without any tension, a loose, open throat, and a sense that the sound is moving to the rear, moving to the rear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are some differences depending upon what part of the Arabic-speaking world we are dealing with. The Persian Gulf states and the Palestinian Arabic speech tends to be just basically what we are doing here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, without overly doing any muscular movement at all, just limiting the amount of movement in the mouth, not doing anything to the throat, letting the throat loosely pick up the resonance chamber because the mouth chamber is closed. If you're talking about the Northern African Arabic states, especially Egyptian Arabic, there tends to be a little over-emphasis now on the focus of the tone on the throat. This must be done without tension, and it is done simply by moving the Adam's apple or the larynx down slightly moving it down from the center of the throat. Instead of 1, 2, 3, if your finger is on the larynx, it lowers slightly, 1, 2, 3. This gives that little extra sense of reinforcing of the tone with the throat. You can even pull the larynx back slightly, 1, 2, 3. But when you do this, you must remember not to tense the throat by pushing the cords together or anything like that. Very, very much loose. Simply moving the larynx or Adam's apple down slightly. Now, if you are doing this for Egyptian speech, you must remember that not every Egyptian speaks this way, and the Arabs speaking English are going to have more individual traits than they are the specific differences of the countries. But basically, a little bit more balance toward the throat resonators with the Egyptian and Libyan type of Arabic. This is the end of the short lesson on the resonance or tone placement of the Arabic accent.